Dean Lewis has all these hits that we've played on the Fox. I know you love her, but it's over, mate. I forgot to love you, love you, love you. I forgot to wake you up right now. And along with the Melbourne legend Paul Kelly and the local from Mornpen, Tones and I, it doesn't get much more Aussie and local than this lot that are playing the AFL Grand Final. Fev, Dean Lewis is on the line.
Morning, Dean.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually, it sounds so cliche, but I'm in Los Angeles. I'm about to head off to Belgium to play some festivals, but I'm so excited about the AFL.
Yeah.
Can't wait to play.
Yeah, well, the final started last night and the Bombers got knocked out, but to play on Grand Final day and to be Australian, to love footy, it must be such a great thrill. There's going to be 100,000 plus people screaming and singing your songs.
Oh, man, I'm actually really nervous about it. Like, not even just saying it, because also I'm a Sydney boy. So, like, you know, AFL's not my, you know what I mean? I wasn't brought up on AFL and stuff like that. But I'm really excited. I'm really nervous because there's going to be so many people there.
Do you have a team?
Yeah,
well, very quickly get a team and don't say that in any more interviews.
I'm a Sydney Swans.
There we go. That's it.
Me too. I'm from Sydney as well, Dean, and I'm a Sydney Swans girl.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet a fellow Swanee.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Paul Kelly's going to be playing as well. Are you guys going to be doing anything together?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, no, I'm not cool enough to be playing with Paul Kelly, man. No way.
Like, just sidle up there.
An absolute legend.
Yeah.
I'd love to, but I think he just does his own thing. And, unfortunately, I don't think so.
Well, Dean, and obviously we're just having fun. We can't wait for you to perform. And look, the bar has been set quite low in the past, so this should ease your nerves. Just going to play you Meatloaf's performance from 2011. Here, have a listen to this, mate, and you might not be as nervous.
Be right.
Here we go. Oh, wow. It just didn't quite hit the spot. So has that helped you to hear that?
No, it makes me a lot more nervous because I've seen those videos in the past and I feel like, you know, karma. Yeah. Sometimes, like, I've seen a couple and I try to turn them off, especially now I'm doing some of these kind of things. Like, when these big opportunities come, I try not to watch those things because if you laugh and then you go and then it happens to you, then it's like, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah. It won't happen to you, Dean. There's no way. You used to be a sound engineer. There's no way you would let that happen to you.
No, absolutely not. Not on your watch.
Oh, don't worry, mate. You're going to nail it.
Yeah, well.
Good on you, Dean. Yeah, no, I think he will nail it, Fev. It's a big day.
I was at a charity when I brought the ring the from the maths contestant.
That's right.
And Dean played and the whole place was up. It was pumping. He was amazing.
Good on you, Dean. Well, we can't wait to see you perform there and we're loving the new single. We just gave it a spin. So Straight Back Down is available to stream now.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Good on you, Dean. With Paul Kelly, Tones and I, the AFL Grand Final, all Aussie. Good to see.
Woo!
This is The
Dean.
Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
119. The Fox.
Byron, you've got a new girlfriend.
Alex, yes.
She's
and it's confusing because the same name as Fev's.
Yeah, it is. And she's a lovely young lady. And you met the parents?
I have not. I have messaged her mum, Chrissy, on Instagram back
what?
And forward.
DM?
Yes, she slid into my DM. So we'll have a chat now.
What
and
did
then.
You say?
Oh, just small talk. You know how you do a little emoji reaction to a story or something? She'll give me a little laughy one for something.
Oh, that's nice.
If I'm pretending to, like, love my girlfriend's cat.
She laughs.
She'll laugh at that. Ha ha, yeah. So we've got a bit of banter, but never met in person.
Well, the most important thing, I think, because the mum would always, because they're real tight with their daughters. So they just go, if you love him, or I'm on board. But the dads.
Yeah, it's the dad.
Giovanni. It's a tough nut to crack.
You're not the same age as his dad.
Oh, that's very funny. Giovanni's a lot older than me.
But I thought we can't do the old things.
Giovanni.
Is that his name?
From what I've heard, sounds like a great bloke. They're Italian family.
How are you going to say beautiful. When you meet him, you're going to go, Giovanni?
No, I'm not.
Oh, can you do that?
Do it.
Go, hey, Giovanni, it's a Byron.
Ah, molto bene, bene.
Fevola. Now, when are you going to meet him?
Very good, Fevola.
He loves his footy?
Yeah, he loves his footy.
So you got something in common?
Okay, here's what's happening. This Saturday night, I haven't even met Chrissy or Giovanni. I've met neither. Well, there's a big family bash.
No, and you're invited?
No.
Everyone's there. Like, I'm talking uncles, aunties. That would be
that
my
means
first.
You're in, though. That's good.
But that's everyone. Yeah. Are you sure that's the way to go?
It's like a Band-Aid.
Mate, straight off!
Straight off. Get absolutely hammered.
Oh, yes,
no,
you will.
Because if you're boring... I'll go, oh, yeah. But if you,
that's not going to happen.
No, but if you make an idiot of yourself, you you'll always be remembered. I remember that time when we first met Byron. You remember how we did that?
You got to do something.
Here's what I thought where we would take it, though, because I'm going to try and impress them, and I've got an idea.
You can't impress.
No, I'm going to try and impress her dad, right?
Yeah.
He's Richmond crazy.
Oh, he's Richmond?
Like, he's one of those guys where he has a room in his house. It's like a shrine to Richmond. There's golf clubs coloured in yellow and black. There's
I've got an idea, mate. Send him to the Fairvillers way, and I'll have him dinner at my house, and he can hang out with Daniel.
Well, I've got to be involved. I can't just send him to your house.
Yeah, but I'll lay the foundation for
just
you.
Just send him and
that'd be amazing.
Alex.
I was thinking Daniel Rioli could at least just record a message.
Okay.
And then I turn up to the party and say, Giovanni, just a little something from Daniel Rioli. You might know from him from the Richmond Footy Club.
Yep.
That would impress him.
That would impress him.
Okay, so maybe...
Well, do you want me to get Dusty?
Oh, yeah, could you? Daniel's not listening to this, is he?
He'd be asleep, mate.
131060, have you tried to impress, for the first time, if you've met the family, have you tried to impress? I'm going to try that, and I reckon that will work, whether it's Dustin Martin, Alex Rance, whoever you can get.
Okay. I don't know who Dusty is. All I heard was, do you want me to get Dusty? I was like, well, wait till the morning after. You're probably getting quite dusty.
So 131060, a quick one, actually. Leon's got a quick one. I know Evie has also been in this boat. We'll get to that. A quick one from you, Leon.
First time I met my partner Ian's parents, they were in Melbourne from overseas, and we went to dinner, and at the end I panicked and just threw my card down to pay for dinner just to impress them. Mm. Didn't realise how much
And the card declined.
It wasn't McDonald's, was it? Did it decline?
I did decline, but it did a lot of times after that.
Yes.
Daniel never tried to impress me. He did impress me a bit. I said to him, mate, two footballers in the, you know, I won a couple of Colemans, All Australian. He goes, well, I won a premiership. I went,
okay.
He wins.
131060.
No,
oh, don't bring it up.
Oh,
bring it up. 131060, give us a call right now. If you've tried to impress the family, what happened? Maybe what went wrong when you tried to impress the family of your new partner? We'll come back to your calls. 131060.
1019. The Fox.
This is a potentially an awkward area, isn't it?
Yeah. How do we impress the in-laws? Because Byron's going off to a big, big family gathering on Saturday night with Giovanni, Alex, his new girlfriend, as dad. But I think you'll get along because he's the same.
It's not just dad. It's mum, it's aunties, family, uncles, it's aunties. Cousins. I'm trying to impress.
You're a big radio star. You're on Channel 7. You're doing the horse racing. You don't need to impress.
Thank you again. It's the nicest thing you've ever said. But I do want to bring in something to impress him because her dad is a big Richmond fan. Mm-hmm. Feb lives with Daniel Rioli, who is in a relationship with his daughter. Mm. I just want a video shout out. If I know Daniel's got a bit on like a final or whatever this weekend.
Hey, do you know, I've got something for you, bro.
What will you do?
This is very generous.
He's a Richmond fan.
This is very generous of me.
Oh, I love it. Already.
I've got, so you say to him, if Richmond make the grand final, Fev's got a grand final ticket.
You're kidding.
And you can give it to him.
What?
I'll give you the grand final ticket and you go, hey, if they make it, we've got you a ticket if you want to go.
That's been recorded. So.
Yeah, no, I'm offering it to
you. Thank you. Are you serious?
Because I'm in the 200 club. You get a ticket and you've got to order it and I'll get a ticket and you sit up, you're going to get one. And I will give it to you, and you can give it to your future father-in-law.
Let's not rush into future father-in-law.
If Richmond make it, he's got a ticket. That'll impress
him. He'll want me as a son-in-law.
Yeah.
We've recorded that. I'm going to play him that, and I'm now impressed him. Doesn't always work, though.
No, Vanessa from Geelong, good morning.
Hello. First time I met my now mother-in-law. Great day. And then she goes, nice to meet you, Amanda. My partner's ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh! Ouch!
Oh, gee. Okay.
Did you now in that situation, Ness? Did you let it go, or did you say, "I'm Vanessa," or did you just go with it?
I was like, "Yeah, all good." It happened a 6 more times after.
Stop.
Mate, do you get in the car with your boyfriend and go, "Your mum keeps calling me bloody Amanda."
Hit your mother next time.
Yep. Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you, Vanessa.
Call, Vanessa. Sonia from Coburg North. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're well. What happened? I've seen what's here. This is amazing. I can't wait for this story.
Feb's reading what happened and we can't believe it's even on air.
Well, I took my mum to Thailand for the first time and my boyfriend, then now husband, was going to meet us there after a week. So I thought I'd take mum to show her all the sights in Bangla Road. And my boyfriend met us that night and their first encounter was at a ping pong show.
Oh, wow. The old ping pong show.
It was awkward at the start.
So it was like beer pong or?
Yeah, okay, no, I think we know exactly what that was.
No, I don't.
Thank you so
much. I'm not cultured.
For the call.
I don't understand what
goes
on.
It's 7:30.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, even if you don't watch The Bachelor, which returns Wednesday night at 7:30 on Channel 10, just know that I just don't think this girl got a fair run.
No.
We'll go right back to the first episode. Matt Agnew is there waiting, and you've got to make an impression, don't you, in that first episode as you walk in. And, of course, Kristen speaks Mandarin.
I can't believe he can speak some Chinese.
It's the China girl. Hey. There she is.
And she said, I can translate that. She said, oh, my God, I'm so disappointed. I was thinking hopefully there would be a better looking bloke.
Oh.
But I'm happy to talk to you and I'll probably go out six. So I can stay around for a little bit.
What a translator. I think that you've got another future awaiting for you.
Thank you. I could be the correspondent.
Yeah, definitely.
Ni hao.
Oh, hi, guys.
Do you want to try and speak? Do you speak a bit of Mandarin?
Ni hao
ma. 我很好，谢谢你呢。 Very good.
That's just the basic, guys. That's all you
Italian.
Need.
That's all I need. Okay. When I worked at SeaWorld, I used to do the shark show, and I have had a Mandarin
There's a lot of tourists at SeaWorld.
If you work at SeaWorld, is the other key take out of that.
There's a lot of tourists at SeaWorld.
Mandarin speaking.
Now, how was your time on there, mate? I feel like you only went on one date and you were really flirt. Like, you got along really well, but all the other girls reckon there was no chemistry. But I think there was.
Yeah, I think there was too.
Well, yeah, I'm not one of the people to go back into the house and you know, boast about my time with him. So I just, you know, kept it close to my heart. Mm-hmm. And so, I guess that's why some of the girls were a little bit surprised. But, you know, we did have a really amazing connection and it was wonderful getting to know him. But unfortunately, you never got to see any of that time.
Wow.
You just got like the bare minimum of our single date.
That single date was, that was one of my favourite dates. I mean, you covered him
you.
In
books. Oh, it was crazy.
There's that much electricity. My power switch went off.
Right.
Like, it was hot.
What did you cover him in? What was that?
The body scrub was coffee.
Yeah.
And then on our faces were chocolate. So we weren't like eating coffee off each other's faces. It was chocolate. It was a bit better.
That makes it heaps better.
way better. Yeah, just trying to justify it.
Did you fall in love?
I did not fall in love, but I did start developing feelings, of course. Mm. And, you know, it's really hard to describe the experience. It's quite surreal. A lot of people say, oh, how can you in that environment? But because it is so unique and we are totally disconnected from the rest of the world, all we can focus on is our feelings. And, yeah, it is very real.
That environment makes you fall in love.
You can sense
the exactly. Whether you want it or not.
This one's a real one.
I love it. You know, Abby, I was always defending Abby a bit until last night's episode. She's really, I'm not like, can you just tell me what was your feel on her?
Okay, so I just want to be able to, finally I have a voice, and obviously we're on a reality television show and we're all characterized by, you know, a particular point of our personality, and I just want to let everybody know that Abby is a really lovely person and there's so many facets of her. No, I know, but I feel a little bit sorry for her because all of these things that are being shown aren't particularly positive, and I know that she's really lovely.
Good job at making her not look nice.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
I
know.
We've got the new bachelorette sitting right next to you.
Before we go,
I love this because Kristen is familiar with the show, and when she came into the studio, she's like, oh my God, I love Alpha Bucks. And we thought, well, hang on. Obviously, this isn't for real money.
Guys,
do you want to play a game of Alpha Bucks?
I want to win $10,000.
Okay. Here we go. Wait.
Hear out earlier.
Oh my God, so much pressure.
A whole lot. So much. All right, Bev, we've got Kristen. She's just been eliminated from The Bachelor and she's ready to win not $10,000.
I watched The Bachelor.
Do I get a prize?
No.
We'll see.
Oh, we're looking at prize
bomb. I want a bath bomb.
Yeah. You never got nervous on the show. And look how nervous you are.
Yeah.
My
palms
are sweaty.
All right, here we go, mate. Okay. We've got 30 seconds to answer.
Okay.
We'll take your first answer, no repeat answers. $50 for every correct answer. Get all 10 right. 10 grand.
Now, you didn't listen. Is this the 7 a.m. one?
This is from the 7 a.m.
This is 7 a.m.
You didn't listen to 7 a.m.?
I didn't listen to this, no.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you say
your time will...
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay. Your time will start after Evie gives the first topic and all... Letters.
I get a little clue too.
Yeah, all letters today start with a letter E.
All your answers, yep.
E for... E.T. It's a movie.
Okay.
Okay.
All
here
right.
We go.
All right.
Kristen from The Bachelor.
Right, good luck.
Here we go.
No pressure, but you're actually playing for an R&B Fridays live board game.
Look, so there it is.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, you're going to win this.
The stakes are so high.
This.
All right.
And even if you don't win, you're going to win that. Okay, here we go. Name a girl's name.
Elijah.
An occupation.
Education officer.
A body part.
Elbow.
A bird.
Pass.
A country.
Oh my God.
Egypt.
Something you wear.
Earrings.
A fashion brand.
Eclipse.
A Disney character.
Elise.
Something loud.
Explosion!
Oh my God, it's so hard!
It's hard. So hard.
You could have said.
I failed immensely.
A bird could have
let everybody down.
A bird could have been an eagle or an emu.
I was going to say echidna.
That's not a bird.
But that's what I was just like. Yeah. A country. Oh my God, how embarrassing.
Egypt. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Something loud, an explosion, which you had right at the end. When
and then a movie
ran
was
out of
E.T.
Time.
Yeah, a movie was the last question, E.T. which was a clue.
It is hard.
You got six right.
That's $300.
You didn't get $300, but what you did get is this R&B Fridays.
Oh, I still get a prize.
Party game!
Christoph, well played. Take the board game and enjoy it. And best of luck with everything
that you do going forward. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Great contestant on The Bachelor. It returns Wednesday night at 7:30 on Channel 10. There's only five girls left. It's the business end of The Bachelor. We'll be watching
time.
Wednesday night. It's like the footy finals, isn't it, Fib? Wednesday night, 7:30 on 10.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
So the famous and mysterious creature, the Loch Ness Monster, may just be a giant eel. After all, says a Kiwi professor. So I think the Kiwi professor would say, oh, look, it's just a giant eel. And the Scotch would go, no, she takes it with too much water anyway. Do you remember the ad? Anyway. It looks like they've done DNA, environmental DNA.
This is the New Zealand professor who's done
the
this.
The New Zealand professor.
From across the ditch.
I reckon there's more than just that New Zealand professor onto this because, God, this is a story. It's been going for decades.
I think centuries, hasn't it?
You know, I believe 500 years. Famous photo that everyone thinks is a Loch Ness monster popping out of the Ness.
It looks like a swan.
It's just someone's arm. It's clearly someone's
arm.
An arm.
Yep.
Now, apparently there's eels. There's divers that have gone down into the Ness and they've seen eels as big as their thighs.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know what koi fish can look like. You know how big a koi fish can get?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't an eel get? I reckon that's what it is.
Why did you mention a koi fish?
Because they get really big too.
Okay. Yeah, the Loch Ness Monster's obviously not real. It's just, this just looks like an animal. It's just got lost and it's having a swim. That's where they live.
I don't think that's
an animal.
It could
be anything.
Well, it's an animal that got lost and what animal was that? Look at the picture.
It could be a snake. It could be an eel,
swimming
as they
snake.
Say. It could be a lost cat. It looks like a tail.
It does.
Popping out of the thingo. It's like,
watertight case there.
Anyway, we are solving things that have been going on for decades and centuries here on the Fox.
Okay, well done. Yeah. So, you convinced Evie? Would you agree with Professor Neil Gemmell, the Kiwi? Yep. That is an eel, in fact.
I don't think that's an eel at all. Eels don't pop up out of the water. That popping up out of the water is someone's arm.
Electric eels do.
And everything that they think was a giant catfish or a giant sturgeon or an eel, or even a Greenland shark lives 500 years.
Right, Fev's doing sound effects.
That's an eel. An electric one that goes...
Oh, that helps.
Do they do that in the water?
Then they go...
I don't think that's how it would... Yeah, okay.
They do so.
Case closed.
Case closed.
Anyway,
alphabet.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, this time last week, guys, I was in a bit of shock because on the Thursday night, I played in a poker tournament, Poker with the Stars, it's called, run by the Hasher Management Group, and we're raising money for the My Telethon, which was also on Channel 9 where you went, Evie.
I was at the telethon.
And the Tony Hasham, who runs Hasher Management Group, they donated $25,000. To the kids at the Monash Children's, which is great. And up for grabs, we had a big poker tournament. So, you sit around the tables and you play poker. You got know when to hold them.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. And you buy rebuys and you put all the money that's put over the poker table gets donated back to the kids' charity. And there's some prizes that people donate. And Kia from Chatty, down at Chatty, donated a car for the person who was the winner of the whole poker tournament.
Wait, weren't you the winner?
Yes, and I won. So I won the car. And I was still in shock. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've won a car. And Alex was with me. And then we went home over the weekend. And we thought, oh, we should give it to Mia. But Mia's got her own car.
Yeah.
And we thought, what can we do with a car? We're pretty lucky. We've both got cars.
Give it to Evie.
Give it to Evie. And I thought...
Evie Jones would love a car.
Yeah. Alex and I sat at home and we thought, why don't we give it away to someone that needs it, that, you know, can change someone's life? And we don't need the car, so there's no point us having it. So we thought we'd go through a few people and have a look at some... you know, rescues that were back, and Casey found a lovely person, and so we decided to give it to someone that needs it, and to give it away and change someone's life. So we got a young lady in yesterday, and we did
this. This was unbelievable, Fev. We'll get to it and exactly how we gave it away and her reaction and her backstory. But I mean, you say, "Oh, we didn't need the car." You could have sold it, mate. I mean,
you can sell it.
It's
and make
very
it.
Generous.
Yeah, because it is my
it's
car.
Your car.
It's my car.
This is not Fox's car. This has nothing to do with the Fox. This is all Fev, right?
Yeah, so it's my car, and I just thought, you know, we're pretty fortunate, but. Yeah, we don't need the car, don't need the money.
It's amazing.
Well, there's a lot of
someone
people
does.
Out there that aren't doing it as well. And so Casey found a person who actually nominated for a rescue earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a car, and she's got a couple of kids, and you'll hear what happens next.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, if you've just joined us, Fev explained, well, he had something of a win last week at a charity poker tournament.
Yeah, I played a charity poker for the Hashem Management Group. Last Thursday night, all money we raised went to the Monash Children's and My Telethon. So the first prize after you brought your chips, you did your rebuys, was a car from Kia Chazen. And it's valued at over $20,000. And I won it.
It's your car.
It's my car. So brand new car, and I thought we'd give it to my daughter. But then she's already got a car, and Alex and I decided over the weekend that we don't need the car, and we thought we'd find someone that did need it, and you know, is struggling a bit with life, and the car could maybe change a bit of the things that happened in her life. And we got her in yesterday, and this is what happened.
It's amazing. So she had found us on our website earlier for something previously that we'd done to the rescue. So we had Tasha's details, a 32-year-old single mum from Endeavour Hills. We've set up sort of a fake game show in here yesterday.
It was an awful game, too.
It would have been a horrible format if it was actually a real game show, but we sort of had to convince her that she was coming in to play a fake game. And then she found out what was going to happen. Keeping in mind, this is Fev's personal car. Has nothing to do with the radio station at all. We love this. All forms of Alpha Bucks on our show, of course. Kids, couples, and Alpha Bucks to the rescue. This is fantastic. Up to $1,000 is put on the line, Fev, for someone who could really do with some extra cash.
Yeah, so we've got Tash here in the studio. Morning, Tash.
Hi.
Hey, feeling a bit nervous?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, you got the boys out there. They look pretty up and about. Look, he's got a snake in his hand.
It's a lolly snake, just so.
And that's your 12-year-old Brayden. He's cool. Look how cool that cat is.
Oh, he's doing chuggers. I love it.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, Tash.
I'm a single mum with four boys, one on the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you're a stay-at-home mum?
Yeah.
So you don't have a job?
No.
So you look after all the boys?
Yeah.
Well, she's got a job. Isn't
yeah, you've got a big job.
Don't worry, I've got a job and I've got a job at home. I look after the kids too.
Yeah.
And the boys don't have their dads in their life?
No.
No?
No.
So you wrote in a couple of months ago for a rescue, and you said that in June you bought a car and it broke down.
Yeah.
And you can't afford to get a new one, so you just got no car.
Yeah.
Which must be a real struggle, especially with four boys.
It is, yeah. It's been quite hard relying on, you know, people to help me take the boys to appointments or to even do shopping.
Yeah. Just the basic things you haven't been able to do.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Last Thursday, I played in a poker tournament and I actually won the tournament. And it was for a charity event, which was called My Room Telethon. And it was an amazing night. And what I did is I won a car. It's called a Kia Picado, and the car is now yours.
Really?
There you go.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's all yours.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the boy's up and about.
The kids are rushing in here.
Come here,
oh, my
come
God.
Here.
I don't think Tash can believe this. She thought she was playing a fake competition.
You're not playing any games.
No, don't worry, there's no questions.
It's valued at $20,000. Oh, a brand new car. Yay! How's that, buddy? Hey, there we go. Yay! How will that change your life?
Oh, that would be awesome. Like, my kids have disabilities and I can get them to appointments and everything as well, so.
Now you've got a car and you can take them wherever they want with a brand new Kia.
Thank you so much.
That's all right.
When Fev won this car, he came in the next day and he said, oh, I can't believe I've won a car. And he said, you know what? I want to give it away. I want to give it to someone that's really deserving. So we're so happy that Fev can do this.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries, mate. Congratulations.
Have a hug, guys. Please, by all means, get in there. Get in there.
Congratulations, mate.
Yay.
There we go, boys. Got a brand new car. Woohoo!
And the video will be up at Fifi, Fev, Byer and Fev. It's your car, bro. That was unbelievable.
That's Tasha's now, and she did say two of her sons have got autism, so they've got to drive to appointments and they have carers that look after her. But sometimes they got other appointments, so they can't pick the kids up, so she misses appointments, and she borrowed a car to come into the studio thinking she was going to win some cash, and then she drove home in a new Kia.
Unbelievable.
So it was amazing. So congratulations, Tash.
Good on
and
you,
hopefully
Fev.
That changes a little bit of her day-to-day.
Good on you, Fev.
You've changed your life, mate. Fifi, Fev Byron on Instagram for the video.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Fev, I'll let you explain. It's a really difficult one for everyone.
Yeah, we've got these friends, Kylie and Pete Cook, who are very, very lucky. They've won Tats Lotto before. They win trifectas. They win Melbourne Cup trifectas and their mystery bets. They're very lucky people. So we thought we'd get her on the line and give her the power because it was $80 million, which didn't go off. No one won.
No spoiler, yeah, that's how this story ends.
Yeah, that's a great sign because, as Kylie said, these are her numbers all the time, so we will win. But they didn't win last night. I didn't put the numbers on because I thought that maybe if everyone won, that'd be a good arc if I didn't put it on.
So we could talk about it on the show that you didn't win
the
money.
It would have been pretty funny.
So you deliberately didn't. So the numbers we're about to hear, these were her psychic numbers, your mate Kai.
Yep.
She said these would win us $80 million last night. She said this about this time on yesterday's show.
What are the numbers, Kai?
4, 7, 8, 23, 25... 30, 35, and either a power hit or number 9.
Well, there we go. Kai, you're a man, you're a lady of the people, and if everyone wins that $80 million, wow.
Yeah. We'll go and have a big party.
Yay! Yay! Oh, there was no party.
Yeah, there's 2 minute noodles on offer tonight. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Big party. Evie and I went down to the local Tattersalls.
We
played our games. I'd never even filled out one of those things.
Me neither. We did it together. It was amazing. We did four.
Yes.
All
the same numbers.
I was shocked. I gave it over and I was just like, here, four games. Do I really have to do four games? And he goes, that'll be $4.45. I went, what? Well, no wonder people get into this stuff.
Kai Cook has just sent me a message saying, ha, ha, ha. I won on a quick pick, though. But I'm better off picking trifectas and quaddies. She loves her racing.
She's won on a quick.
But. We will still win Tats Lotto again with those numbers.
Well, no, hang on.
Okay.
But now everyone's going to constantly play those numbers every week and we're
It's up to you if you do or you don't.
Yeah. But that's going to mess us in the head.
When there's a will, there's a way, Byron.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she's won anyway.
Yeah, apparently.
When you're up, you're up.
This is unbelievable. What did she say to the 20 complaints we had on Instagram from people who thought they were going to win $80 million?
Hey, we have a lot of listeners and if only 20 people complain, that's a win.
It's a win.
101.9. The Fox. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
We always play this on a Friday. You're heading into the weekend. You want to tell a great story. It might be at a dinner party or at the bar. Well, you want to test your stories out first before you go telling them to a bunch of people. You want to test them out on a radio show where even more people will hear it.
Where we can ridicule it if it's not good.
131060 is our number if you've got an amazing story. Sometimes, Fev, a staff member puts their hand up here and says, hey, no, I've got one. It's always a brave decision.
Very, very brave.
To say you've got one. Assistant producer Casey has one for us. Casey?
So, guys, earlier this year, I went to Japan and went to Universal Studios where they have Harry Potter World. And I'm a bit of a Harry Potter fan. Mm. And they have this experience called the Ollivander Experience where, if you don't know Harry Potter, he's the guy that helps Harry pick his wand. Right. So you go in and they select someone to actually pick a wand and like all this cool stuff happens. So I went in and there was about 20 people. Didn't get chosen, but did it like 3 times and got chosen by the 3rd time.
Yay, that's amazing.
But like the one, you swish it and like cool stuff happens.
Wow.
There was like 20 people and like out of 20 people I got chosen.
I think I know what button to press.
I think I do too.
I think you do too.
In fact, this is generous. It's mildly
amusing. Oh, I think it's very generous.
Okay, would you prefer... It's a little bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, 13, 10, 60. Look, yeah. You know, and it's hard, isn't it, to have to put your hand up with a story. I mean, that was really just an unfortunate situation that happened at a theme park. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call right now if you've got something more amazing. What are you looking for, Fev? Coincidences? Shock? What do you want today?
I'm looking for 9 o'clock.
R&B Fridays on the Fox.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Oh, Fev's firing up. Look, for a minute there, he just dipped a bit because, you know, obviously a lot of Ashes viewing, a lot of, you know, he's barely slept
Mate,
for the
I
last...
haven't dipped at all. I am up and about.
You ready to go for this?
My favourite part of the week.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Stella from Eltham, send us to the weekend with your amazing story.
All right, guys. So a few years back, I was in London and I went out for a few drinks, came home, had a shower, and after that, you know, I fell over and hurt my arm pretty bad. So I didn't think much of it until the next day a bruise came up and no joke, everyone was like, wow, that looks like Queen Elizabeth.
Do you have a photo?
The bruise looked like Queen Elizabeth.
Do you have a $5 note, like pink and purple? Yeah. Like, that's exactly how my bruise looks.
Do you have a photo?
I do have a photo,
Can you send it to us on our Instagram?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, we'll that's amazing.
You know, even without the photo.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's a great story.
She's just representing.
Yeah. Good call. That's right, isn't it? What was it? It was the toaster? Who was the famous historical character that came up in a piece of toast?
Yeah. Jesus on it.
Yes, that's right. So it was similar to that, except a queen version. Wonderful
the
stuff.
The famous person's called Jesus.
No, it was Mary. I think it was Mother Mary or something.
I've seen a dog's bum and it looks like Jesus.
Wow, there we go. We'll give that one as well.
Yes, it's amazing.
Katrina from Nassauwassa North, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your amazing story.
So my cousins were travelling the world separately and had agreed to meet up in Peru 2 weeks in 2 weeks and literally bumped into each other, as in full in walked into each other in another country 2 weeks before they were meant to meet up.
No.
And they had no idea that they were there.
But what country? If it was a neighbouring country to Peru, they've just jumped the border.
No, the one was in...
Wasn't it the airport,
in,
was it?
Germany or somewhere like that.
They didn't catch the same plane.
No, that's incredible.
No, no, no.
I've actually done that.
Right.
And it's like out of all the millions of people, for that to happen,
right.
That's amazing.
Okay, so it was Peru. We just want to check.
They were meant to meet in Peru, but right. They bumped into each other in a market. I think it was Germany.
Oh, Germany, right.
That's incredible.
The market's called Oktoberfest, where everyone goes.
Well played,
Katrina. That's amazing. Well done, Katrina from Nassauwassa.
Actually, this one might be close to home. This is Christian, I believe, has a story that involves Fev. We'll be very careful with this one.
Want to be good. Get the dump button ready.
Christian.
Good morning, Christian.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. What's your amazing story, bro?
So about a couple of months ago, we were out in the city going to Crown, and you actually drove past us on a night out, and then you screamed out to us, yeah, the boys, yeah, the boys. So we got around it, went to Crown. We're like, you know what? Fair, we used to wear number 25. So our first table we went to on roulette, put money on number 25, and we actually won.
Bang!
Boom!
I've seen your video, too, on your Instagram.
You've sent me a video?
There we go. So
yeah, we'll... I sent you a video a couple of months ago on your Instagram.
Send it again.
All right, send it again and I'll have a look.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right.
That's pretty amazing.
Our amazing stories are now getting quite... thank you very much, Christian. There's the digital aspect that we're getting photos
but
being
remember,
sent.
Remember, Byron, videos. Always gamble responsibly.
Well, thank you, Fev, for that timely reminder. What's that, Evie? What are you showing me there?
Does that not look like Jesus to you?
Oh, my God, that's Jesus.
Always
that's
gamble responsibly.
On a piece of toast.
Excuse me, no, that's
account.
Not a toast. What's that's
that
a dog's
like a,
bum.
Oh, I thought it looked like something else.
That's Jesus.
Oh, that's a dog's
I'm
bum.
I'm going to put that up on our Instagram.
Please
how
do.
Good is it?
Well, maybe just on your own one.
No, that's brilliant.
I think there's a whole process for how things go up on the actual show Instagram.
I'm sending it.
That's a dog's bum. Don't do that with your mouth, Fev. All right, we're done. We
have a great weekend. Good luck to your football teams. I'm off to Brisbane
Melbourne.
To watch the Tigers. Go Tigers!
Good on you, Fev.
Woo! Go Daniel!
Go the lame duck.